Good morning. My name is Alpheus, and I've been asked to speak to you on this day because it's been named in honor of my son, Levi Matthew. Who'd ever thought of it? A day named in honor of my son. I certainly never did. I remember when Levi was just a little boy. His mother and I were so proud of him, like any parent was. We tried to be the very best parents we could be. We fed him, we clothed him, we instructed him in the law, we took him to the temple, we taught him a trade. Where we went wrong, I really don't know. Now, there might be lots of reasons why he went bad. Some people think it was because we talked too much about theology, that we talked too much about our faith and too little in sharing it. Perhaps it was the financial strain. There were always bills to be paid and not nearly enough money to pay them all with. I thought for a while that his troubles must have begun in school. I remember that we insisted that he take Greek, for in that world, one could not exist without Greek. He came to me at the end of the second week and said, "Father, there must be an easier way to earn a living. There is no way that I'm ever going to pass this class." Perhaps it was the other pressures of other classes, classes in which rabbis who were very well instructed and learned taught things that seemed to him very irrelevant and having nothing to do with what he wanted to do. And finally, even after he'd finished school, he had to go on for graduate work, twice a week taking the chariot to the Golden Dome University in Samaria. The pressure on him through those years must have really been intense. Perhaps we should have kept that weekly newspaper, the Jewish News, away from him. It may have been all that talk about how this high priest is after that chief priest, and how all the priests in the Mediterranean district were really liberals at heart. All of this, over a period of time, probably took its toll on him and began to wear him down, making him wonder whether it was all worth it. But you know, you can't hide from your children a sinful world. And I wish one of those reasons was something I could put my finger on and say, that's why he went bad. But I can't. You see, in the end, it simply comes down to the fact that my son, Matthew Levi, was rebellious. And how did he rebel? He not only rebelled against his family, he rebelled against his people and against God. He became a Roman tax collector, the worst kind of Roman tax collector even. He was in charge of the customs house at Capernaum, adding so many taxes to the goods that it made it almost impossible for the average person to be able to afford and to buy something. Those guys were probably the thing that the people hated about Roman rule the most. In this day and age, you probably have a difficult time understanding that. But if you would, imagine the feeling you would have towards one of your brothers here today who went out and opened an abortion clinic. And I think you perhaps begin to get a feeling of what these people felt towards my son. He may well have been the most hated person in the entire city. I went to the priest and asked him, "What can I do? My son's become a tax collector. There must be something that I can do to right the wrong." that he's committed against God and his people? The priest told me, no. For all practical purpose, there is nothing that can be done to help your son. The wall of his own sins that he has built up stands between him and God, and he can never hope to overcome them. I said, search the law, I told him. There's got to be a loophole someplace. I can't leave him cut off from God and his people forever. There's nothing I can do, the priest answered. The law is very clear. I no longer had a son. He was lost and dead. Sometime later, when the entire countryside was buzzing over the news of Jesus of Nazareth, a friend of mine by the name of Jacob came running in and said, did you hear about your son Levi and Jesus of Nazareth? Levi is now one of his disciples. That's impossible, I told him. Levi, who by the way is no longer my son, is the most sinful person in the city. What should Jesus of Nazareth want to do with him? My friend Jacob said, you know, that's the same thing that the Pharisees asked. They wondered why Jesus was doing something with those tax collectors and sinners. And you know what Jesus told him? He told him that's why he came, that he did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Do you mean to tell me that this Jesus offered what neither the law nor the priests could give him, the forgiveness of his sins? Yes. And all he said to him was, follow me. My son who was dead was alive again. When most think of St. Matthew's Day, you think of the events later in his life, the writing of his gospel. On the other hand, think of this as the greatest day of his entire life. So let us not only consider the great accomplishments God worked through him later in his life, but let us also think of a Savior who comes to all of us, no matter how seriously we've rebelled, no matter how often we've rebelled, and does what we and the law could never hope to do, to break down and remove that wall of sin that we have built, and comes and says to us, follow me.